الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد قال سبحانه وتعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي أيها الذين آمنوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد قال سبحانه وتعالى رجال صدقوا ما عاهد الله عليه فمنهم من قضى نحبه ومنهم من ينتظر وما بدلوا تبديلا وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم طلحة والزبير جاراي في الجنة أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من أحب أن ينظر إلى رجل يمشي في الدنيا وهو من أهل الجنة فلينظر إلى طلحة أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام My respected ulama, my respected elders, my brothers and my little ones, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. After praising the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending salutations on Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I begin as always by thanking you for giving me this opportunity to convey the message of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I pray to the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah accepts these efforts of yours in listening to this message. Secondly, conveying this message to those of our brothers to whom Allah did not give the tawfiq to participate in this blessed gathering. And the most important thing is that whatever we learn in today's lecture, we try our utmost best to bring the teachings of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into our daily lives. As I pray to the Almighty Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me the tawfiq to say what is haq, what is right. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first give me the tawfiq to act upon the message that I convey to others. Today, my brothers, continuing the series on the Ashara Mubashara, the 10 companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who received glad tidings of paradise from Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one gathering. Today is the turn of the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah. Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, just like Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali, Talha, Zubair, Sa'd. Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu also has many a virtue to his name. Sometimes Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say to him, Talha wa Zubair jaraya fil jannah. That Talha and Zubair are my companions in paradise. Sometimes Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, Ya Talha, abshir. إن الله قد غفر لك ما تقدم من ذنبك وما تأخر. يو طلحة glad tidings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven all your sins. And sometimes Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, كَمَنْ أَحَبَّ أَنْ يَنْظُرَ إِلَى رَجُلٍ يَمْشِي فِي الدُّنْيَا وَهُوَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ فَلْيَنْظُرْ إِلَى طَلْحَةِ. That whoever wishes to see a man of paradise walking on the earth, then he should look at Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, just like Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali, Sa'd, has many a virtue to his name. However, whenever the name of Hazrat Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu is mentioned, the first thing that comes to my mind is the Battle of Uhud. The love of Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu for Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and how Sayyidina Talha became the shield of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, protecting our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it is because of this, Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu was given the title Tala al-Khair on that day. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu a total of three titles. Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu himself narrates, كَسَمَّانِ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَوْمَ أُحُدْ طَلْحَةُ الْخَيْرِ وَفِي غَزْوَةِ الْعَشِيرَةِ طَلْحَةَ الْفَيَّاضِ وَيَوْمَ حُنَيْنِ طَلْحَةَ الْجُودِ. He says that in the battle of Uhud, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave me the title طَلْحَةُ الْخَيْرِ. In the battle of Ashira, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave me the title Talha al-Fayyad. And in the battle of Hunain, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave me the title Talha al-Jud. And the meaning of all three titles evolves around generosity and kindness. Ke Talha the generous, Talha the kind. And before I explain as to why Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu was given these titles by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I would like to mention that Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu didn't physically participate in the Battle of Badr. Having said this, Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu was still included by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the participants of Badr. And at the same time, Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu was given his share of the spoils of war. And this is because Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself sent Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu on a spying mission. The great Ibn Sa'd has recorded a tradition in Tabaqatul Kubra. He says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had sent Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Sa'id ibn Zayd 10 days before Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left Madinah al-Munawwara. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had sent these two companions to spy on the Qurayshi caravan which was returning from Sham, which was returning from Syria. Sayyidina Talha and Sayyidina Sa'id ibn Zayd left Madinah al-Munawwara till they reached a place called Hawra. And they remained there till the caravan passed by them. Now Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received the news of this before they even returned. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thus left with his companions. Now Sayyidina Sa'id and Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu returned to inform Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and both of them reached Madinah al-Munawwara when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was already in Badr. Thus Sayyidina Talha and Sayyidina Zayd were not able to participate in the actual battle. However, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself had sent them, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave them their share of the spoils. And when Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ajri, and what about my reward? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded, Ki wa ajruk, O Talha, you will also receive the reward of participating in the battle. If Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu was not able to participate and fight the kuffar in the battle of Badr, indeed Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu made up for this in the battle of Uhud. The battle of Uhud, this was the battle in which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received many an injury. Utba bin Abi Waqqas pelted Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam with stones. One of the stones fell on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam's face, injuring his lower right incisor. His lower lip was also wounded. At the same time, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was attacked by Abdullah ibn Shihab, who cleaved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam's forehead. Abdullah ibn Qamya, who was a strong horseman, struck Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam violently on his shoulder with his sword. Though it was not strong enough to break Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam's two armors, it hurt Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam for over a month. And at the same time, he struck a heavy blow on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam's cheek, so strong that the two iron rings of the helmet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam penetrated into Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam's cheek. The battle of Uhud, this is the battle in which Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu's love, Sayyidina Talha's self-sacrifice, and the true color of his bravery was revealed. Very briefly, for those of you that do not know, I'm sure you are aware that the kuffar were humiliated in the battle of Badr. They were beaten by the Muslims, they were defeated. And to restore their prestige and wounded pride, they made fresh preparations to launch an overall war against the Muslims using every mean available to them. To the extent, if you look at the historical narrations, you will find that the kuffar even hired poets to entice the tribes into fighting the Muslims. And they also decided to take some of their women folk with them, because they believed that they will arouse them to fight severely. Now the kuffar left with 3,000 warriors, 700 of whom were male soldiers, 200 were well-mounted cavalry. They had with them also 3,000 camels and 15 women. The Muslims, however, were only 1,000 strong, 100 of which were armored, and there was only 50 horsemen. Initially, they were 1,000. But when the munafiqeen and the hypocrites rebelled, the Muslims were only left with 700 men. Now, when the Muslim army got to Uhud, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam arranged the Muslim army, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam chose from amongst them a squad of 50 skillful archers under the command of Abdullah ibn Jubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam told them to stay where what we call today the Mount of the Archers. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam explained to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu ajma'in that their job is to drive away the horses of the enemy with their arrows. And at the same time, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam explained to them, okay, whether we win or whether we lose the battle, they should stay in their position and they should mind the Muslims and not attack from their side. Whatever happens, they should not leave this place. Imam Bukhari relates in his Sahih that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu ajma'in, كَإِنْ رَأَيْتُمُونَا تَخْطِفُنُ الطَّيْرِ فَلَا تَبْرَحُوا مَكَانَكُمْ هَذَا حَتَّى أُرْسَلَ إِلَيْكُمْ وَإِنْ رَأَيْتُمُونَا حَزَمْنَا الْكَوْمُ وَطَعْنَاهُمْ فَلَا تَبْرَحُوا حَتَّى أُرْسَلَ إِلَيْكُمْ. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the archers, if you see us snatched by birds, even then do not leave this position of yours till I send for you. And if you see that we have defeated the enemy and trodden on them, even then, do not desert your position till I send for you. Now, these were the preparations being made on one side. On the other side, the kuffar, their women, wandered amongst their rows, tapping on tambourines, encouraging their men to fight. Now, the two parties approach, and the battle begins. One by one, the kuffar would come forward. And one by one, the Muslims would send them to help. Then there was the general invasion, and the Muslims rushed, breaking every barrier in their way with the words flowing from their lips, "I seek death, I seek death." The Muslims were in full command, and the polytheists started retreating. Imam Bukhari, rahmatullah alayhi, in his Sahih, relates on the authority of Sayyidina Barada. He says, okay, when we fought them, they fled. And their women could be seen fleeing in the mountains with their ankles and legs revealed. It is now the archers which were posted on this mountain made a mistake. Seeing that the enemy was retreating and fleeing, 40 of them deserted their positions and they joined the other Sahaba in taking the spoils of war. Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu at the time was a kafir. He had not embraced Islam. He was fighting on the side of the kuffar. Seeing this golden opportunity, he counter-attacked the Muslims. And he encircled the Muslims, and now the Muslims were trapped. This was the time when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam only had a handful of Sahaba around him. And it was here that Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu showed what he was made out of. It was here Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu's bravery and his love for Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the sacrifices that he gave for Islam and for Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to perfect light. Let me just relate a few traditions before you. This will give you an example of what Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu did on that day to protect Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ibn Asakir relates a tradition in his tariq that after the Battle of the Camel, when Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu entered Basra, جاءه رجل من العرب فتكلم بين يده ونال من طلحة. An Arab approached him and he began to speak ill of Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu did not like this. And Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu told him off. And Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu said to him, okay, you were not present in the battle of Uhud. And nor are you aware of the status of Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu in the eyes of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَانْكَسَرَ الرَّجُلْ وَسَكَتْ. The man was speechless. The man then asked, okay, what was his test and what were the difficulties that Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu experienced and faced in the battle of Uhud? Allah have mercy upon him. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu responded and answered, كَنَعَمْ يَرْحَمُهُ اللَّهِ. Yes, indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on Talha. And then Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu explained that I saw with my eyes on that day that Talha had become a human shield protecting the person of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in such a state. وَإِنَّ السَّيُوفْ لَتَخْشَاهُ وَالنَّبَلْ مِنْ كُلِّ نَاهِيَةٍ. That swords and arrows were coming to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from all directions. Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu put his body in front of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he was protecting Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam using his body. Ibn Hibban has recorded another tradition, this time on the authority of our mother Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, that whenever Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu would make a mention of the battle of Uhud, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu would say, ذَاكَ كُلُّهُ لِطَلْحَ. That day Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu took it all. It was all for Talha. And then Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu explains, كُنْتَ أَوَّلُ مَنْ فَاءَ يَوْمَ أُحُدْ فَرَأَيْتُ رَجُلٌ يَقَاتِلُ مَعَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمْ دُونَهُ فَقُلْتُ كُنْ طَلْحَ. He explains in the battle of Uhud, when he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was left behind, I was the first person to go back to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and see him. He says, I saw a man before him fighting to shield Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the enemies. He says, I said to myself, I wish that man be Talha. Let my mother and father be sacrificed for you. Oh Allah, let this man be Talha. Let my mother and father be sacrificed for you. He uttered these words twice. He says, on the way, I was taken by Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who at the time was moving as swiftly as a bird. He says, we both rushed to dress the wounds of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We found Talha suffering from serious wounds before the Messenger of Allah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to us, see to your brother, his deed today has entitled him for an abode in paradise. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala says, I noticed that two rings of the iron ringed helmet had penetrated into Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's cheeks. I wanted to take them out. But Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah radiallahu ta'ala demanded, Ki Abu Bakr, by Allah, allow me. I allowed him. Not wanting to hurt Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Ubaidah started pulling out one of the two rings very slowly and very carefully with his mouth. Then he pulled the arrow out by his mouth too. And as a result of this, his front tooth fell. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala says, then I proceeded to pull out the second ring. But again, Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah radiallahu ta'ala besought me, Abu Bakr, I beg you, let me do this. Again, I gave this opportunity to Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah radiallahu ta'ala. He pulled the second ring very slowly and carefully with his mouth till it came out just as he pulled the first. After taking care of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they say, we came to Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu to take care of his wounds. And we found at the time that Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu had around 10 sword strokes on his body. This shows how efficiently Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu fought and struggled in the Battle of Uhud. In another hadith, Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu describes his valor and courage. He says that when the Muslims dispersed, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was to one corner. And at that time there were only 12 believers with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu was one of them. When the mushrikeen, the polytheists, reached Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the companions that were around him, Kiman lil qawm? Who will fight them back? Who will suffice of their evil? The first to volunteer, Ki ana, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The first to volunteer was Talha, Ki ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I will suffice you of their evil. I will fight them back. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Sayyidina Talha, Kama anta, you remain as you are. An Ansari volunteered, Ki ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will fight them and I will drive them back. He was given permission and he fought, and he fought till he was martyred. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turns again. Again, the polytheists are advancing and coming near Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And again, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks, Man lil qawm? Who will fight them and who will suffice of their evil? Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala again volunteers, Ki ana ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ki o Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will take care of them and I will fight them and I will suffice them, suffice you of their evil. Again, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Sayyidina Talha to stay as he was. Another Ansari volunteered, he was given permission and he fought just as his companion did before him till he was also finally martyred. The polytheists kept on advancing. And every time they came, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would ask the same question, who will suffice of their evil? One by one, the believers around Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fought, till one by one, they were martyred. Now only Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu remains. And the narration suggests that he proceeds. And he fought alone, as the other 11 did put together, till his hand was hurt and his fingers were cut off. And he uttered, at the time when his fingers were cut off, he uttered the words, be they cut off. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ki o Talha, law qulta bismillah, la rafa'adka al malaikatu wa nadhu yanzurun. O Talha, if at the time you said bismillah, the angels would have raised you up before the people's eyes. The angels would have raised you whilst the people are looking at you. One occasion in the Battle of Uhud, a man from the tribe of Banu Amir, carrying his spear, advanced on a reddish brown horse, and the horse had some whiteness on his forehead. He was heavily armored, and he was saying, "Dulluni ala Muhammad an ibn Zat al Wada." Show me where Muhammad is. I am the son of Zat al Wada. Show me where Muhammad is, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, so I can hamstring his horse. The horse will then throw him, and I will take his spear, and I will strike him with his spear. Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, I struck him, and by Allah, I did not miss his eyes. And he bellowed like a bull. Then I kept my foot on his cheek till he died. And in the battle of Uhud again, on one occasion, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fell into one of the holes which had been dug and designed by Abu Amir al-Fasiq to trap the believers. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fell in one of these holes and his knee scratched. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala helped Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by grasping his hand. And again it was Talha that came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's rescue and took Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his lap till he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could stand upright. According to the hadith which Imam Tirmizi has recorded on the authority of Sayyidina Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, كَرَأَيْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ كِكَدْ زَاهَرَ بَيْنَ دِرْعَيْنِ يَوْمَئِذٍ فَلَمْ يَسْتَطِئْ أَنْ يَنْهَدَ إِلَيْهِ فَجَلَسَ تَحْتُهُ طَلْحَةُ بْنُ عُبَيْدِ اللَّهِ فَنَاهَدَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ حَتَّى اسْتَوَى عَلَيْهَا فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَوْجَبَ طَلْحَةَ. He says that during the withdrawal of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the cover of the mountain, a big rock blocked his way. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tried to mount this rock, but having worn two armors and being seriously wounded, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could not ascend it. Again, Talha came to his service. Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu sat in a position that enabled Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to stand on his back. Then Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu lifted him up till Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood upon it. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, "Ki awjaba Talha, Talha is now eligible for paradise." Aisha and Umm Ishaq, the daughters of Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, relate, and this has been recorded by Ibn Asakir in his tariq, they say that our father sustained 24 wounds in the battle of Uhud, one of which was on his head. In Iqlil, a book which Imam Hakim has written, in there it is stated that Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala sustained 39 or 35 wounds and his fingers got paralyzed. Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala himself relates, جُرِحْتُ مَا رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمَ فِي جَسَدِ كُلِّ حَتَّى لَكَ جُرِحْتُ فِي ذَكَرِ. Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu relates that my whole body sustained wounds to the extent that I also sustained wounds on my private parts. In the narration of Qais ibn Hazim, Qais ibn Abi Hazim, recorded by Imam al-Bukhari, he says, I saw the hand of Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu had become paralyzed, and that is because he protected Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with it in the battle of Uhud. I'm sure now you understand as to why Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu was given the title Tala al-Khayr in the battle of Uhud. The second title that Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu was given was Talha al-Fayyad. And this was given to him by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the invasion of Zulqarad. Now Zulqarad was a reservoir of water around a day's journey from Madinah to Munawwara. This was not a battle but more of a skirmish, and it took place 3 days before the battle of Khaybar. Briefly, what happened was Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam sent Rabah with his camels to a nearby pasture. Salman bin Aqwa took Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala's horse
And he went there for the same reason. Now Abdurrahman al-Fazari, with a platoon from the tribe of Banu Fazara, made a raid. And he drove away all the camels. And at the same time, he killed a person that was looking after them. Rabah rode Hazrat Talha radiallahu ta'ala on his horse to inform Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the polytheists have took the camel and at the same time they have killed the shepherd. Sayyidina Salama bin Aqwa radiallahu ta'ala anhu set out in pursuit of the raiders. It was in this expedition that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed by a water called Baisan. When he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked with regards to this water, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu majma'een informed him, Ya Rasulullah, Baisan wa malihun, that it is called Baisan and the water is salty. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, La, bal huwa nu'man wa huwa tayyib. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam changed the name. From Baisan, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam changed the name to Nu'man. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, its water is good. The narration states, فَغَيَّرَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ الْعِسْمِ وَغَيَّرَ اللَّهُ الْمَاءِ. That Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam changed the name of the water. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed the water. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sweetened the water. Hazrat Talha radiallahu ta'ala purchased this water. And then Hazrat Talha radiallahu ta'ala donated it in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He came and informed Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of this. It is on this occasion that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, Kama anta ya Talha illa fayyad. And he was given the title Al-Fayyad, which I mentioned before, that all these titles, their meaning evolves around generosity and kindness. Get Talha the generous, Talha the kind. As with regards to the third title, Talha al-Jud, this was given to Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu in the battle of Hunayn, regarding which the Quran says, وَيَوْمَ حُنَيْنِ إِذَا أَعْجَبَتْكُمْ كَثْرَتُكُمْ فَلَمْ تُغْنِ عَنْكُمْ شَيْئًا وَضَاكَتْ عَلَيْكُمُ الْأَرْضُ بِمَا رَحُبَتْ ثُمَّ وَلَّيْتُمْ مُدْبِرِينَ ثُمَّ أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ سَكِينَتُهُ عَلَى رَسُولِهِ وَعَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَأَنْزَلَ جُلُودًا لَمْ تَرَوْهَا وَعَذَّبَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَذَلِكَ جَزَاءُ الْكَافِرِينَ. Which translates, وَيَوْمَ حُنَيْنِ إِذَا عَجَبَتْكُمْ كَثْرَتُكُمْ. And the day of Hunayn, when you rejoice at your great number, فَلَمْ تُغْنِ عَنْكُمْ شَيْئًا, would it avail you not? It not benefit you? وَضَاكَتْ عَلَيْكُمُ الْأَرْضُ بِمَا رَحُبَتْ. And the earth, vast as it was, straightened for you. ثُمَّ وَلَّيْتُمْ مُدْبِرِينَ. Then you turned back in flight. ثُمَّ أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ سَكِينَتُهُ عَلَى رُسُولِهِ وَعَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did send down His tranquility on the Messenger and the believers. وَأَنْزَلَ جُلُودًا لَمْ تَرَوْهَا, and sent down forces which you did not see. وَعَذَّبَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَذَلِكَ جَزَاءُ الْكَافِرِينَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished the kuffar, punished the disbelievers. Such is the recompense of the disbelievers. This was the battle in which the matchless bravery of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to perfect light. In which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, at time came in which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam alone was making his way to the enemy, saying, "Ana an-nabiyyu la kadhib, ana ibn Abd al-Muttalib, ki ana an-nabiyyu la kadhib, ana ibn Abd al-Muttalib." Truly saying, I am the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I am the grandson of Abdul Muttalib.
In this battle, Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala, again because of his kindness and his generosity and his open-handedness, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him the third title, Talha al-Jud. And if we look at the tradition and the ahadith, we will find Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu's kindness and generosity wasn't just restricted to these occasions. Kindness, generosity, open heart, handedness, having a big heart, all these characteristics, they flew in his blood. Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu would say, Talha was such a person that Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, without even being asked or begged, Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, on his own accord, he would give and he would help. Ibn Imran, the Qazi of Medina, he relates that Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, from his own personal wealth, he paid for the ransom of 10 prisoners in the Battle of Badr. Once, a man came to him and he was asked for the sake of kinship. Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala replied, كَمَا سُئِلْتُ بِهَذَا الرَّحِمْ كَتُّ قَبْلَ الْيَوْمِ. He responded, nobody till today has ever asked me in this manner. And then he said to him, I have just sold my orchard on the condition that I have khiyar, that I have the right of option. I have sold it for 700,000 dirham. And if you wish, I can take it back and I can give you the orchard. And if you do not want the orchard, then I can give you the price of the orchard, 700,000 dirhams. Can you imagine? Somebody has just asked him for the sake of kinship, and he's prepared to give him 700,000 dirham. One Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala was wearing a very expensive robe. He was walking, and as he was walking, a man snatched it. The people caught hold of him and took the robe from him and gave it back to Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu told them to give it back to him. Now when the man saw Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, ashamed at what he'd done, gave it back to Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu said to him, خُذْ بَارَكَ اللَّهُ لَكَ فِي إِنِّي لَأَسْتَحْيِ مِنَ اللَّهِ أَنْ يُؤَمِّلْ فِيَّ أَحَدٌ أَمَلًا فَأُخَيِّبُ أَمَلَهُ. Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu told him to keep it, saying, I feel ashamed that somebody has a certain hope in me and I do not live up to his expectation. In another narration, Muhammad ibn Ibrahim relates that Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu's return in Iraq was between 400,000 to 500,000. And Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu would take care of the orphans and all the poor people of Banu Tim. And at the same time, he would marry off their daughters, he would feed their families, and he would also pay off their debts and loans. And at the same time, our mothers of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, would send every year when he received his return, he would send to our mother Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha 10,000 dinar just on behalf of a man called Sabiha. Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu repaid 30,000 dirham on his behalf. On one occasion, his wife relates that Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu was very sad. I asked Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, what's the matter? He explained that the wealth that I have with me at this moment in time is too much. And it is this thought which is distressing me. She says, I said to him, give it away, distribute it amongst the believers. Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu distributed this wealth. Every penny he gave, not a single dirham remained. It was 400,000 dirham which Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu distributed amongst the believers.
This was Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And it is because of this, these titles, Talha al-Khair, Talha al-Fayyad, and Talha al-Jud were given to him. At the same time, just like as Asad radiallahu ta'ala anhu, as Umar and the other Sahaba, Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu was fortunate to have verses of the Quran revealed because of him. Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu was from amongst those, the verse of the Quran, رِجَالٌ صَدَقُوا مَا أَهَدُوا اللَّهَ عَلَيْهِ فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَضَى نَحْبَهُ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَظِرُ وَمَا بَدَّلُوا تَبْدِيلًا was revealed. Okay, amongst the believers there are men who came true to the covenant they had with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The narration recorded by Ibn Yasakir on the authority of Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, لَمَّا رَجَعَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم من أحد صعد المنبر فحمد الله وأثنى عليه ثم قرأ هذه الآية رجال صدقوا ما أهد الله عليه. He says, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returned from the battle of Uhud, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam climbed the minbar. He praised the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited the complete verse, okay, which is in Surah Al-Ahzab, رِجَالٌ صَدَقُوا مَا أَهَدُوا اللَّهَ عَلَيْهِ فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَضَى نَحْبَهُ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَظِرُ وَمَا بَدَّلُوا تَبْدِيلًا. Among the believers there are men who came true to the covenant they had with Allah. Now when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited this verse, فَقَامَ إِلَيْهِ رَجُلٌ فَقَالَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ مَنْ هَؤُلَاء. A man stood up and asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كَيْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, these believers that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about, that they have come true to the covenant they had made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who are these people? Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala who says, at the time I was coming to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and I was wearing two green garments. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أيها السائل هذا منهم. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remarked, oh, the one that has posed this question, this man, referring to Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he is one of them. This is one verse. There are many other verses that were revealed with regards to the likes of Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu and others. For example, the verse of the Quran, الَّذِينَ اسْتَجَابُوا لِلَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا أَصَابَهُمُ الْقَرْءِ, which is in Surah Ali Imran. At the same time, Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu was from amongst those, the verse, وَنَزَعْنَ مَا فِي سَدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلٍّ, which is in Surah Al-Araf, was revealed. At the same time, the verse of the Quran, فَبَشِّرْ عِبَادِي أَلَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلِ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَ, which is in, I think, Surah Al-Zumar. At the same time, the verse of the Quran, والذين آمنوا بالله ورسله أولئك هم الصديقون والشهداء عند ربهم, which I think is in Surah Al-Hadith. And at the same time, the verse of the Quran, محمد رسول الله والذين معه أشداء على الكفار رحماء بينهم تراهم ركعا سجدا يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا, which is in Surah Al-Fath. Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu was very fortunate that these verses of the Quran, he was also from amongst the people regarding whom these verses were revealed. As for Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu and his physical appearance, Musa ibn Talha relates, كَكَانَ طَلْحَ أَبْيَدْ يُضْرَبْ إِلَى الْحُمْرَةِ مَرْبُوعًا إِلَى الْقِصْرِ أَقْرَبْ رَحْمُ الصَّدْرِ بَعِيدٌ مَا بَيْنَ الْمَنْكِبَيْنِ ضَخْمُ الْقَدَمَيْنِ. He explains, Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu had a whitish red complexion. At the same time, Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu was of average height, but more towards the short side. His shoulders were broad, and his chest was wide with big feet. And his hair were not all too straight, and at the same time, they were not all too curly, they were in between this. Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala, whose father's name was Ubaydullah ibn Uthman, and his mother was Sa'ba bint Abdullah, a woman from Yemen, the sister of Ala ibn al-Hadrami. I'm sure you all know who Ala ibn al-Hadrami is. Ala ibn al-Hadrami is the one when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent him to Bahrain. He was with the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala najma'in. And when they reached the seashore, he told the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala najma'in to take Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name and enter the sea. The Sahaba did this. Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who relates this tradition, says, okay, we entered and we crossed the sea, even the soles of our camels did not become wet. His mother, Sa'ba, was the sister of this Ala ibn al-Hadrami. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu relates, كأسلمت أم أبي بكر وأم عثمان وأم طلحة وأم الزبير وأم عبد الرحمن بن عوف وأم عمار بن ياسر. He relates that Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu's mother embraced Islam. Sayyidina Uthman's mother also embraced Islam. Sayyidina Talha's mother, Sayyidina Zubair's mother, Sayyidina Abd al-Rahman ibn Auf's mother, and Sayyidina Ammar ibn Yasir radiallahu ta'ala anhu's mother also embraced Islam. This was his family. Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu was very close to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this can be seen from this, that every time in Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's gatherings, if Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not see Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would ask in such a beautiful manner, Kemali la aras sabih al malih al fasih. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would ask, okay, why is it that I don't see the one that is handsome, that is beautiful, that is radiant, that is pleasant, and that is very eloquent? He was also, in one sense, related to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as some of his wives were the sisters of the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu married Umm Kulthum, and she was the daughter of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and the sister of the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our mother Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. At the same time, Hazrat Talha married Hamna bint Jahash, who was the sister of our mother Hazrat Zainab bint Jahash. He also married Fari'a bint Abi Sufyan, who was the sister of our mother Hazrat Ummi Habiba radiallahu ta'ala anha. And he married Ruqayya bint Abi Umayya, who was the sister of our mother Hazrat Ummi Salma radiallahu ta'ala anha. So in this way, he was related to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And at the same time, Hazrat Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu was from amongst the Sabiqeen al-Awwaleen. He was from amongst the first eight people to embrace Islam. Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, Ke hazartu suqa Busra, that I was in the marketplace of Busra when he heard a priest in his church saying, Ke ask the people, is there anyone from the haram? Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu responded, Ke I'm from the haram. The priest asked, Ke hal zahara Ahmed ba'du? Ke has a man called Ahmed appeared? He says, "Guy asked, who is Ahmed?" He says, the priest thereafter remarked, "Ke ibn Abdullah ibn Abdul Muttalib, هذا شهره الذي يخرج فيه وهو آخر الأنبياء." That he is the
son of Abdullah, who is the son of Abdul Muttalib. This is the month that he will appear in. He is the last of the prophets, and he will come out from the Haram, and he will migrate to a land in which there are a lot of stones in the soil, and at the same time, a land in which there are dates. He says, "He advised me to make sure nobody precedes you to him." Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, فَوَقَعَ فِي قَلْبِ مَا قَالَ, that his words had an effect on my heart, and they settled in my heart. He says, I left Busra quickly, making my way to Makkah. And when I got to Makkah, I asked, هَلْ كَانَ مِنْ حَدَثٍ, has anything happened? Any event taken place? I was told, كَ مُحَمَّدْ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ claims to be a prophet, and the son of Abu Quhafa, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, I was informed, has followed him. He says, I went to Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu and asked Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu whether he has indeed followed Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He replied in the affirmative and advised that I should also follow him because he calls to the haq, he calls to the truth. Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, because of the efforts of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, embraces Islam. And then Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu informs Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of what the priest said. And this in turn brought a smile to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's face and made him happy. He embraces Islam, and with the Islam comes difficulties. Sayyidina Bukhari, Imam al-Bukhari relates on the authority of Mas'ud ibn Khirash, whilst we were walking between Safa and Marwa, all of a sudden I saw people following a young man. This young man's hands were tied to his neck. And I asked, what's his story? They told me, this is Talha. He has left the deen of his forefathers. He says, I saw a very angry woman behind him. She was rebuking him. I asked, who is she? I was informed, this is Sa'ba, his mother. It was because of his constant sacrifices for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, and our mother Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala relates this, because she relates, I was in my house, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala majma'in were in the courtyard. There was a curtain between them and I. Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu advanced, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala majma'in, man صره أن ينظر إلى رجل يمشي على الأرض وقد قضى نحبه فلينظر إلى طلحة. نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said, whoever wishes to see a man walking on earth that has fulfilled his obligation, then let him look at سيدنا طلحة رضي الله تعالى عنه. As with regards to سيدنا طلحة رضي الله تعالى عنه's death, I explained in the lecture on سيدنا عثمان غني and سيدنا علي رضي الله تعالى عنه, that when Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu was martyred, there was a difference between the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu majma'in. Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu was one of those who wanted Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu to immediately punish all those that were responsible and that sided with the Siba'i firqa. Thus, Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu sided with our mother, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and Sayyidina Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Al-Qama ibn Waqas al-Laysi relates that when Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, Talha and Zubair left to find and punish all those that had a hand in killing Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, plotting against him, on the way they met the likes of Urwa ibn Zubair, Abu Bakr ibn Abdi Rahman. And due to their tender age, they sent them back. Al-Qama ibn Waqqas al-Laysi saw Sayyidina Talha, and he says the most dearest of gatherings to him was the one in which he was alone. His beard was lowered and his beard was lowered to the upper part of his chest. And I said to him, "Yo Talha, if you do not like this, then turn back." Talha responded, "Ki Al-Qama, do not blame me. Ki yesterday we were all together, we were united, we were one hand against all the others.
And today we have become two mountains of steel marching and advancing to one another. Walkama, I feel there was something on my behalf with regards to Usman. Maybe Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala felt that he could have done a lot more. Thus he said, I can only amend this by giving my life and punishing all those that killed Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now before the battle, Sayyidina Ali called Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu and reminded him of some of his virtues and what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said. Thus Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu left the battlefield. And as he was alone, an arrow hit him. Some narration suggests that it was anonymous, nobody knows who shot the arrow, while the historians write that the person that shot the arrow was Marwan ibn al-Hakam. Yet Talha and Marwan were on the same side. Hafiz ibn Asakir relates that Marwan, when he saw Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu amongst the horses, he asked, who is this? The people informed him, this is Talha, saying that he is the one that has helped in the killing of Usman. He shot an arrow which hit him on his knee and it kept him bleeding till he died. Now Marwan assumed that Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu took part in the killing of Sayyidina Usman Ghani, and this is indeed incorrect, as Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu had no part in it whatsoever. Imam Hakim relates on the authority of Sawr ibn Madza that he says he passed by Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu in the battle of the camel. He saw him lying on the ground. He was in his last throes. He says, I stood next to him. He raised his head and said, I see the face of a man. It's like as if it is the moon. Who are you? He asked. I replied, I am from the companions of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the Amir al-Mu'mineen. He said, spread your hands so I can pledge allegiance with you. He says, I spread my hands and he made bayah with me and then left the world. He says, I went to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu and I informed him what Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu said. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu shouted, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allah is the greatest, Allah is the greatest. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam indeed spoke the truth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refuses that Talha enter paradise except with his allegiance in his neck. It is also reported that as Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu was lying on the ground, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, seeing him dismounted, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu started wiping the dirt and the dust from his beard and face and was asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have mercy upon him. And he was saying, Ya laytani mittu qabla al-yawm bi 20 sana. Only had I died 20 years before this day, ilallahi ashku ujri wa bujri, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I complain of my worries and sadness in my heart. As Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu was killed in the 36th year of Hijrah in the month of Jamadul Ukhra, while some say he was killed in the month of Rajab, and he is buried in Basra. Different opinions have been expressed with regards to how old Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu was when he died. Some say Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu was 60, some say 62, some say 64. When he was killed, he was buried to the side of the river Furat in Iraq. After a period of time, he was seen in a dream by a member of his family. Some narration suggests that it was his daughter who saw him in a dream. He was saying to her, relieve me of this water, relieve me of this water, I am drowning. And he said this thrice. The dream was related to Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who gave permission for him to be taken out of his grave. They took him out of his grave, and this was around 30 years after he had died. And they found that his body was fresh like a white beet. There was no change whatsoever. His body was the same. Nothing had changed except his braid. They purchased a house. And this is where Hazrat Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu was buried. His grave in Basra is well known. The beautiful thing about the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu majma'in was that even when they differed and differences arose amongst them, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu majma'in never took this to heart. And you will see this from this example that I give you, that the son of Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Imran ibn Talha, after his father's death, he approaches Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And I have mentioned that Sayyidina Talha in the battle of the camel was on the opposite side of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. His son says, I come to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When he saw me,
He welcomed me and he honored me by making me sit next to him in his place. And then he comforted me by saying, "Okay, I hope that your father and I, inshallah, will be from amongst those regarding whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَنَزَعْنَ مَا فِي سُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلٍّ إِخْوَانٍ عَلَى صُرُرٍ مُتَقَابِلِينَ." And at the same time, when he heard of his death, he did not rejoice or express happiness as maybe you and I would do if it came to our knowledge that one of our key opponents has died. On the contrary, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu started crying bitterly. And when a man came on that day, the day of the battle, saying, "Can make way and allow for the one that has killed Talha," Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu responded, "Can give this man glad tidings of how." Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu left 14 children, 10 of which were boys and 4 of which were girls, and his son Muhammad al-Sajjad, who was known for his piety and his worship, was also killed in the battle of the camel with Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu. This was Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one of the Ashari Mubashira, one of those that was given glad tidings of paradise by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the gathering. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me the tawfiq to act upon what I've said. Allah give you the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wanan alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.